Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Though the House and Senate voted to approve the debt deal agreement today, a majority of Indiana's congressional delegation voted against the deal. Democrat Andre Carson says he could not support the bill because of its lack of a comprehensive tax reform. Republican Dan Burton called the deficit reduction plan a sham. But Republican representative and gubernatorial candidate Mike Pence says he was pleased to support the agreement.
I think we found a way to pay the nation's bills, but we also made a small down payment on changing the fiscal direction of this country and really keeping faith with this and future generations of Americans.
Pence says Congress must continue to strive for fiscal discipline while working to create jobs. The state attorney general's office has appealed a ruling against a state law restricting abortion funding in federal court yesterday. Federal Judge Tanya Walton Pratt ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood in June, temporarily halting portions of an Indiana law seeking to block federal funds from reaching abortion providers. State Attorney General Greg Zeller says further action determining the law's validity should remain with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
This dispute belongs between the state and federal government that both administers and funds the Medicaid program, and not between a private contractor and the state.
Planned Parenthood's suit in federal court seeking a permanent stay of the law is on hold until the appeal is decided. A southern Indiana man is in custody after authorities say he fatally beat his wife early this morning and attacked others who tried to stop him. Joseph Roach is being held on murder and battery charges for the attack at a home about 15 miles north of Louisville. A heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. right now, 93 degrees for WFYI News.